Yellowstone National Park is one of the most studied plots of ground in the world, and it's not just for its amazing beauty, but for the beast below.
The beast below, yeah. The park sits atop one of the world's biggest active volcanoes, one capable of laying waste to much of North America, frankly. ABC4's Brent Hunsaker has been talking with scientists who are keeping an eye on the Yellowstone supervolcano.
Using a network of GPS and seismic sensors, scientists keep the pulse of Yellowstone. And what they see is a volcanic beast that is still very much alive.
We monitor it in real time. That's what you're seeing right there is a seismic station from Yellowstone.
There's the Yellowstone magma chamber.
Geophysicist Robert Smith has made a career out of studying Yellowstone. He monitors a park in constant motion. Now, visitors can't see it, but the ground here is moving up and down as magma pushes against the thin crust and powers the many geysers.
Why are all the hydrothermal features here, the geysers, the mud pots, the steam vents, the hot springs? It's because of the heat beneath our feet.
Henry Hessler is the park geologist. He says the movement creates constant changes in the Norris Geyser Basin.
Daily. Sometimes it's hard to keep up.
And beginning in 2004, volcanic pressure caused an amazing rise, 3 inches a year for 5 years.
That's a lot of uplift, and it's over an area, I'll show you a picture, it's over an area of the entire Yellowstone caldera. It's 50 miles long of uplift.
If you went under a rubber sheet and pushed up with your thumb, it's not just sticking up where your thumb is, there's a slope to it.
Okay. As the surface has bulged, Yellowstone Lake is actually tilted to the point that some trees to the south of here flooded.
Now the ground is sinking.
But then why hasn't the trees emerged again? We don't know.
For that matter, no one can say how the volcanic pressure is now being released. Geologists are watching for clues from a supervolcano that's millions of years old and still going strong. So, just how big is it? What would a super eruption look like? And how would we know if it's ready to blow?
We'll have the latest science, as well as a few informed guesses, tonight at 10. In Yellowstone, Brent Hunt.